Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Buffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Buffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Beauvais, a founder of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a holistic Boston-based syndicated network, and we're producing live here at 1510 a.m. WMEX Boston. And I've invited an amazing individual, Amada Eliza Dalian. I have asked her, invited her to come back because she has such sacred wisdom, and she's written a new book that comes with a couple of CDs, and we're going to share and discuss and hope to enlighten you, open your heart out there. As everyone knows that listens, the show is all about love, self-love, living from a place of that, making a difference, living consciously, not just talking about it, but actually living it, and then spreading it around, that energy, that vibration. So Amada Eliza Dalian is a world-renowned luminary, spiritual teacher, and master of healing and personal transformation. She is the founder of the revolutionary Dalian Method, featured in Healing the Body and Awakening Consciousness with the Dalian Method, an advanced self-healing system for a new humanity. And it comes with two CDs, as mentioned. The award-winning best-selling author is also in search of the miraculous healing into consciousness. We actually had Mara back in, I believe it was August of last year, and we talked about that particular book. So we're going to get right into it. Welcome to the show, Mara.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Deborah, and hello, listeners.
You are so welcome. So one of the questions for the listeners, describe for you what a new humanity is. What do you see?
The way I see new humanity is where each person takes responsibility for their own life, takes responsibility for their own thoughts, emotions, and how they feel. And instead of projecting, blaming, judging, they take that energy back and start exploring to find who they truly are. Because the world as such is just a mirror, reflection of what is happening within us. If we are struggling with the world, that means there's something within ourselves that we're struggling, and we need to find out why is it that this particular issue or a situation is causing struggle within us. This is how we evolve, how we expand our consciousness, and how we find the true being that transcends the mind, transcends the emotions, transcends this material world, and unites with that consciousness that is within the universe.
Right. And everyone has the capability. It isn't for any certain people or certain groups. Every single human being can heal and live consciously.
Well, it's inbuilt. We're already come knowing the truth.
That's right.
And what happens is, as a result of our education system, and I have to put it in quotations, we completely forget who we truly are. And the education system is strictly based on what works in the material reality, and it does not include the other realities which are not visible in a material sense. And therefore, when we forget that, we also forget that connection. We lose that connection from within to the recognition of our divine nature. And we go away from our heart, we go away from truly who we are in reality as this vast cosmic being that is only here to have the experience and learn from it.
Right. And we're so much more than what we think we are. You know, a lot of times we look up to others when we have exactly the same inside. All we have to do is go within and question and learn about ourselves and let our own light shine. It's amazing how we think so less of ourselves, and yet we are so powerful.
That's exactly the point. The point is that we are so identified with our beliefs that we do not see the truth, we don't see the reality. And everything else in the collective points to the part that we're identified with. So in order to find that truth, we need to start observing our attachments to the outer world, our attachments to our emotions and thoughts and the patterns that we live with. So this is hard work in a sense, because not everybody's prepared to do it, but people don't understand that the moment they start doing it, then it becomes so exciting that you wouldn't want to do anything else.
That's right. So do you feel that, you know, or how do you feel about belief systems that go back thousands of years ago? And, you know, it's so hard for us to change. It's hard for us to stop and think, you know, well, could that be true? I mean, think about the things, you know, at one time we didn't realize that the earth was round. You know, I mean, there's so many pieces that we are stubborn to believe in what was told instead of question. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's exactly right, Deborah, and that's precisely what this new self-healing method presents, because it is a new paradigm in health and personal transformation, in a sense that it does not fix problems. It looks at any kind of an issue as a symptom. And the system is such that it helps you go into the unconscious and identify the causes of those symptoms so that the causes can be erased and then the transformation happens on its own. And we must start looking at the way we've been actually helping ourselves in a way up to now, because we've been relying on somebody else to fix our problems.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we've been going further and further away from ourselves and from truth and from our own inner power. And now I find so many people that come to me and work with me, they are so at a place where they have been so dissatisfied with
right.
the current system, the current healing system, even the new age things that people initially 10, 15 years ago thought, well, this is so great and it's really an advancement, which was at the time advancement, but now we're moving so fast that even these things don't work anymore.
Right.
Because they were like a preparation. It's like going through school and learning, and once you've learned, you don't want to go back and read the ABCs again.
Right.
You
right.
want to advance. You want to read something a little bit more complex, and you want to absorb something different. So this system is that new paradigm in a way that it gives an opportunity for each person to discover their own issues. And instead of relying on somebody else to know what my issues are, which, like I said, people are realizing that nobody knows what the core issues of my problems are.
Mm.
So people can give some answers based on what they've learned, based on what they've read, but very rarely, almost, you know, I don't know if even if people can do that, but you need to find a mystic who can actually see inside you and say what's going on. And this system is absolutely based on the vision, the science of the mystic, because it's like the mystic knows that you yourself have all the capabilities to transform. And not only that, you must take the responsibility if you want transformation, because by giving away the responsibility, you give away your power. And when you give away your power, then obviously anybody who either wants to manipulate or unconsciously manipulates is going to manipulate.
Right. Right. And I truly believe that no one can hide from in their home, or you can't really hide anymore. We're all evolving, and we're all, you know, we're all growing, and at different levels or different speeds, should I say, but we all are evolving. Don't you feel it that everyone, even though even mainstream population, humanity, mainstream, they're evolving. So people are feeling that there is a difference, but they may not be able to put their finger on it.
That's exactly right. Evolution happens regardless whether we catch up with it or not. And some people are stubborn, they're very slow, and some people are feeling that inner unrest, and they're taking charge. And this is how it is. Every single person is on a different level of their development. And yes, it's true, even people who have been against, for example, alternative medicine, they are starting to doubt. And we have to understand that why the allopathic medicine has been struggling with alternative is because it's all about status quo and it's all about fear.
Right.
Of losing their own position. And this is the part of evolution. In order for us to evolve, we must let go of something and we must embrace something else.
Right.
And even allopathic medicine alternative medicine right now is lagging behind.
Right.
They need to catch up with the science of the mystics.
Yes.
And they need to let go of some of those ideas that they think that they know.
Right, that's the thing, is just clearing everything and opening up to what if or the questions. I'm talking about questions all the time lately because I think it's so important to ask, you know, that's how we learn and that's how something changes and evolves and then it sits and resonates and you go from there.
Absolutely.
The core of the Dalian method is consciousness. So tell us more about the modality itself from your perspective.
Well, from my experience, I should say, because it's
more
than my perspective.
It is you, so it's your experience. I'm sorry.
And from what I've seen with thousands of people as they use the method and the transformation that happens with them, the core, the reason I say this is the next step is because consciousness ultimately is where health is. And
right.
It is through consciousness that we can heal physically, we can heal mentally, emotionally, because what creates the disease is our identification with the ego. And the ego is also equates to competition, competitiveness, jealousies, blame, judgments, thinking that I'm separate, thinking that I have to do something in order to survive, the survival instinct, and that's pretty much what creates our ills. And if we keep our anger, our insecurity, our blame, judgment, self-hatred inside our body, which the society says you have to repress because it's not socially acceptable to express your truth, then what happens to the energy and what happens to the body, it gets completely clogged and blocked with all those emotions and thoughts that have been repressed. And how to understand that those repressions is what causes our cancer, that those repressions causes all our chronic pain, our illness, illnesses like thyroid problems, illnesses like asthma, illnesses like fibromyalgia, et cetera, et cetera. Most illnesses are caused by the clogged energy inside the body. And medication cannot solve those problems. Even acupuncture needles cannot solve those problems, because the problems are that each person represses their emotions and thoughts, and the needle cannot make you transform those thoughts or understand why you're feeling the way you're feeling. So in order for us to declog our body, declog our energy from all those thoughts and emotions, we must look inside, first of all, and identify what are these things that we're holding on to. And then we must know how to actually release those emotions and thoughts so that we can come to the place of consciousness, which is within the being, and we're not seeing it. So we must come to see that consciousness within the being. From that place, as we start seeing and disidentifying from our thoughts and emotions, suddenly they evaporate like clouds. So this system does precisely that. It helps people go inside, identify those thoughts, emotions that are blocked and sitting in the energy in the body. And I say it's a system because I've experimented, explored with it since 1997 is when I devised it. And I worked with thousands of people with it, with 100% results. There is no 99%. It's 100% results, because the system is such that it's like a bullseye. It goes into those thought forms and emotions, allows them to come to the surface. And sometimes it's layers of them in the unconscious. And historically, some thoughts, beliefs have started from our childhood, from the moment of death, of our previous life's death, as a matter of fact, the way we've died and the way we've come into this life with whatever beliefs we've brought in. So it goes through many, many layers, brings them out to the surface, allows them to be released, and as a result also cultivates that ability within to watch and disidentify from those things that are coming up. And as we go through the process, and it works with the entire body from head to the feet, and it works with all the chakra system, all the chakras, and it works with the body, the mind, the emotions, the spirit, and the consciousness all at the same time. Because we cannot compartmentalize a human being into one area.
Sure.
And if we only try to treat one area, we're not going to go too far, because all the other areas are going to come back like clouds and cover up whatever we're trying to do and whatever we're trying to work with in one little area. So in a nutshell, it does all these things, and not only that, when I worked with people one-on-one for years and years and years, I realized that this is something that people must learn to do on their own. And I realized that this is the time where people must take responsibility for their own health and transformation, and this is a perfect tool that they can use to do this on their own. So then I spent a few more years translating what I do one-on-one with people into a system that people can use on their own, and that's what this new book, Healing the Body, Awakening Consciousness, with the Dowling Method, is all about. So It comes with the book, which explains certain concepts, gives a workbook where people can follow the steps to prepare for their session, and then the CDs will guide them through the session so that they can actually participate. And this is not just listening to a CD. You have to actually follow the steps. But are on the CD that are guiding you to do. So it's a very participatory process. It's not just listening to something.
Very good. Well, we're coming up on a break, and I have so many questions to ask you as well. For everyone out there, if you want to get in touch with Mada, her site is Mada Dalian, and it's MADADALIAN, MadaDalian.com. You can go right to her store there and see the book with the CDs and a beautiful explanation of what it's about. We will be back in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Come join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts every second Sunday at 6 p.m. as we celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for the spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start their own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids that empower others. That's every second Sunday at 6 p.m.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
JT Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. JT found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance. Plus, connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
And we are back. And I want to mention that you can pick up Love by Intuition right on our station, Dream Visions, the number 7, radio.com. It's Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And while you're there, look at all the glorious hosts. Everyone has a message. They may be unique in their style and delivery, and yet we're all going in the same direction of serving and helping others to have a happier, joyful, conscious life. So we are with Mata Eliza Dalian, as you have heard if you were with us at the beginning. And she is a luminary. She is a spiritual teacher, a master of healing. And we're speaking about her new book, which is Healing the Body and Awakening Consciousness with the Dalian Method, an Advanced Self-Healing System for the New Humanity, TM. So what I wanted to ask you, Mata, is do you find, I mean, everything really, the way I look at things, and I mean, it's complex, surely, but everything is based on our thoughts. So we could be, there's a lot of anger out there, and many times it's because of a thought that may not be true. So do you see that a lot with your training and your private practice?
What I see a lot of is fear.
Yes.
And fear seems to be the base of all the other problems.
Okay.
And the fear originates from the very childhood. And the fear originates from the very birth, as a matter of fact, because the fear is about the fear of death and the unknown. And based on that fear, everything else stems out from those two basic fears, is that people then identify with, well, I'm afraid to be alone, I'm afraid of rejection, I'm afraid of making mistakes, which are the main fears that people are aware of. But most of the time people are not aware of that those fears are based on them not knowing who they truly are.
Right.
Because once we know who we truly are, we will not be afraid of death. We will know that death does not exist.
Right.
So ultimately, the biggest magic pill, if you will, that can help transform humanity is to help each person to know their true self.
Right.
And people think, oh, I know myself. I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm this and I'm that. Well, that's just a profession.
Exactly.
That's got nothing to do with who you truly are, because like Alexander the Great said, after conquering half the world, I came empty-handed and I'm leaving empty-handed.
Right.
So the only thing we can take with us is our awareness, is our consciousness, which we can never lose, actually. So then the whole work of healing is to know thyself.
Right.
And that's why I say the core of the Dalian Method is consciousness, because it brings you there. It helps you come to the place of knowing yourself, knowing, experiencing your being that can never die. From that place of experiencing, you see that the fear is an illusion. You see that those thoughts and emotions are actually just a passing cloud. And from that place, you really come to appreciate every life circumstance that might have felt hard and every life circumstance that you felt or thought that was a misfortune. You start seeing the fortune behind it, the silver lining, that it has helped you to become conscious. So the moment you become conscious, there's automatically you feel that inner joy. It's like an explosion of inner joy that you feel, I am the creator. I am God. I am not separate from the universe. And this is the goal of this method, to bring people to that place. It's not just about to fix a problem. Problems are just there like indications that we need to look at, start exploring. Like you said, exploration is very important. And through that exploration and through this system, we're able to come to the realization, experience of the being. And I can give you so many examples.
Oh, please do.
So many. Yesterday I had a teleclass. And as I was speaking with people and people ask questions, personal questions, I give them guidance through the teleclasses that I do. And one woman, she had a four-year-old boy, and she was explaining about the guilt that she feels when she gets angry, and she was saying, I don't like to pass it on to my child, and I feel guilty when I do that. But she's in that pattern, obviously, because she hasn't seen what is making her angry, what is making her frustrated, so that's her work to do. But at the same time, she has the awareness that she's affecting the little boy with her frustrations and her inner turmoil. So I said, put the boy on the phone. And I just used my method just for like three, four minutes, not even. And I got the little boy to, I normally what I do is I can hear in people's breath what kind of thoughts are repressed in their energy and what emotions are repressed in their energy. So, and when I hear those thoughts, then the technique that I use, which is part of the Taoyuan method, is I get them to verbalize exactly those thoughts that I'm hearing. And I ask them to do that, and I use also breathing, inhalation and exhalation, while I get people to inhale, exhale, express through different parts of the body. So anyhow, the thought that was repressed in his body was, I'm afraid of you, Mom. And now this situation I've seen in adults over and over and over again. I work with adults, and from their childhood, the fear from their childhood is still sitting in their body.
Yes.
I'm afraid, Mom. I'm afraid, Dad. Don't leave me alone. So that's still sitting in their body, and that is actually a program that's running their whole life.
Right.
And they're approaching life with that same belief. They're not even aware that, that something happened in their childhood, whatever way, and they had that thought. So with the little boy, I said, okay, now let's say it out loud. And breathe out. Say it out loud. And as I did that a few times, and kids are so bright, they're so quick. It's incredible how quickly kids can transform. And after a minute or two, as I guided him, and practically we did this work, then his awareness came in and said, I'm not going to be afraid of you anymore.
Right.
Because suddenly he realized that, as a matter of fact, it's silly to be afraid of my mom. I don't need to be afraid of my mom. And I'm not going to be afraid of you anymore. And suddenly his power came in and his strength came in. Because that comes in as a result of awareness coming in. The moment you become aware of your own inner strength and power is where, is how and where you transform those beliefs. So then with that, this whole, you know, I feel very, very happy when I can do this for kids because I feel his whole life now is going to be different.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because that initial fear, and the poor mother, she's doing the best she can. He doesn't know that, you know. But now he knows that he has the power and he does not need to be afraid of his mom. And this way, he's going to help his mom as well.
Absolutely.
Because he will be able to take more responsibility for himself as a result. We cannot take responsibility for ourselves if we do not connect with our own inner strength and power. This is an absolute step that must happen. Responsibility doesn't come from the head. It comes from the inner core, from the belly, from that knowingness that I'm not afraid to be rejected. I'm not, because my life does not depend on anybody rejecting me or accepting me. So that's the consciousness that needs to come in. And with that, all those things that psychologists take years to solve, they just get solved within minutes.
Yeah. That's amazing. And so we're going to another break, but did the mom actually realize what she could release as well?
Oh, she already is working with my method.
Very good.
So that's why she, then I told her, now this is what you continue doing as I'm continuing with my teleclass and talking to other people. I said, now you help him to do this. And so they both actually, you know, went and continued, because the process has many steps. So, and she's aware of the steps, so I told her what next step to take to help him.
Mm, beautiful. Well, we'll be right back, everyone. Don't go away. Stay with us.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Sundays 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Sunday 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The reconnective healing spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
And we are back. And I'd love, Mata, for you to share your training and the teaching and some of the people. You know, it's not just it's everyone, even if they have another modality that they facilitate. So share, please.
Yes, I'm starting my first Dalian Method facilitator training in about a week, as a matter of fact. And people that have been working with me for a while, and one of my prerequisites is that, well, I have a couple of prerequisites, but it's that people work on themselves first. And